You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Diego Costa to score and Chelsea to win is 6-4, and Alexander Mitrovic to score and Newcastle to win a big 16-1. You mentioned Chelsea's performance against Manchester United, Mark. They didn't look great, and they're becoming a draw specialist now under Gus Hiddink. He's still got that tremendous record in the Premier League with Chelsea. Only lost one of his 21 matches as a Premier League manager, unbeaten in his last 16. And Chelsea, I think, will struggle without Kurt Zouma, though. I think he's key to them.
Yeah, it was a horrible injury, wasn't it? He was in real pain when he went down. I think he's done for the season now. So they've got Cahill to come back. Cahill and Terry, you know, it's the old firm, isn't it? I don't think they should miss him too much. One big factor with this game, Chelsea are going to Paris next Tuesday. Now, with where they are in the league, what can they really do in the league now? You know, top four's well gone. Probably Europa League through the league is well gone. So I think they're going to really put all their eggs in the Champions League basket. So whether they even rest a few players for this, because, you know, it's not that much time from Saturday tea time going into Tuesday night, mm-hmm. an away game in Paris. And I think Chelsea could make changes for this game. So, as a firm, we're probably looking to take them on at this stage until we know the exact lineups.
Angela, can I just ask you then, Mark? Yeah, right. So what you say is exactly right, and it's roughly where I was going to, how I was going to attack this game. But Chelsea still seem, you know, given what you've said, and you're the guy who makes the main decisions for the prices at Hills. Surely, you know, 4-9 has given nothing away. I mean, look, this is a side that's, you know, near the bottom, and you've got this big reservation. You know, Chelsea might not be fully committed here, and yet they're still 4-9. That's roughly the kind of price I'd imagine they'd be if there was nothing at stake next week, if they didn't have a game. You know, is it factored in the price, in other words?
Yeah, it is factored in, really. I mean, I think, you know, if Chelsea of last year would be, you know, 4 or 5 on at home to Newcastle, but it's
No, last season you would have, because but this season, what I'm saying is, just say they had a clear week next week, what price would they have been in this game now?
Yeah, I think they'd have been slightly shorter if that was the case, and if they do make changes as I think we're both expecting them to make, then that price will probably drift a little bit, you know, on the kickoff. They could go off 4-7 or something like that. So, yeah, We're kind of in a sort of middle situation here where we're half anticipating the team news, but we don't really know. So as soon as that information becomes available, then the price will either shorten or go bigger, really.
Yeah, I think Chelsea are very short here. I'd have thought that anyway, we're given a clear week next week. But what Mark says is dead right. I mean, if you're a Chelsea manager now, you know, take your foot off the gas, lads, in the Premier League, because that season's gone. They're not going down. They're not going to finish in Europe. Nothing to play for. Let's give everything to the Champions League. They ain't going to win that as well, by the way. But they've got to give it plenty. And I just don't see any mileage in backing them at these kind of odds. I know that Newcastle are tragic on the road. I mean, I don't know what it is. It's like they look for an excuse, and we're not at home in front of our mad supporters. We can take our foot off the gas here. Their away record does stink. But there are one or two sort of crumbs of comfort in some of their recent results. And I'm looking at Newcastle plus a goal here, almost 2-1. I mean, that looks big given those Chelsea reservations.
Newcastle plus a goal for Derek is 17-10. Just to go back to what you were talking about with Mark as well, would you lay 4-9? Obviously, you've put 4-9 out there. Would you still expect to take cash at 4-9?
Yeah, we know they're going to be popular. You know, any team that's playing Newcastle at home is going to be popular, really, especially when it's one of the perceived big teams. And also, it's a late live game as well, so we're going to see a lot of business. And also, it depends on the results at 3 o'clock as well. You know, if all the favourites have won in the 3 o'clock kickoffs, then we're going to see huge amounts of money running on to Chelsea. Maybe if the results are decent, we got a few of the favourites beaten earlier on, then we'll be more inclined to push the price out on Chelsea at maybe 5 o'clock.
Okay.
So there's a lot to think about, really, a lot of factors that go into making the price, really.
That's why bookmakers are rich, Derek. People are still going to back Chelsea at 4-9 here.
Well, that's it. I'm going. You know, after 10 minutes of speaking to Mark, I've decided to set up as a bookie on my own.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.